إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. We continue with the next ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first one when we said, Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Who you believe, have taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do islah of your amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct your deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of your affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that you do the right things. Now, it's important to think about this because today, if you look at why do people not speak the truth? Because they think that will help them. No, I mean, nobody just tells a lie for the heck of it. You tell a lie because you think it helps you. You exaggerate something because you think it will help you to sell a product. Or you tell a lie somewhere because you think that telling this lie is somehow helpful, that it will make your affairs happen, it will give you success. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, speak the truth, that will help you. The lie will not help you, the truth will help you. Now, to understand this, we have to see that first of all, what is the effect of our actions? Our actions have two effects. One is the effect of the action in this dunya, and the other one is the effect of the action in the akhirah. Every action has two effects. Whatever the action, you give charity, it has an effect in this dunya, which is that it helps somebody, that person is happy, the person likes you, and so on and so forth. And it has an effect in the akhirah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the action, that it is being recorded in your deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is cooled, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes any calamities from you. Now think about that. Here, you give some charity. The effect in this dunya is good, but it is small. Whereas the effect in the akhirah is huge, is massive. But you don't actually see it. Inshallah, one day we will see it, but for the moment we can't see it, which is okay, which is like most of the things in our lives. I mean, you eat something, you don't see the effect of that, but it has an effect. The air you breathe has an effect. You neither see the air nor do you see the effect it has, positive or negative, and so on. So the deed has an effect in this dunya and it has an effect on the akhirah. Similarly, any negative thing we do, the negative thing we do has an effect in the dunya and in the akhirah. For example, you commit shirk. What is the effect in the dunya? The first effect in the dunya is that you have taken something which Allah has made mukarram and Allah has honored, which is the human being, and thrown it down in front of a creature. Whatever that is, whether it's a stone or a concept or, you know, it's an animal or a tree or a mountain or a river, whatever. You have taken something which had high value and thrown it down in front of something which has no value. So you took yourself and made yourself zaleel. You made yourself, you humiliated yourself. Nobody else humiliated you. You humiliated yourself by committing shirk. So this is the effect in the dunya. And in the akhirah, you committed a sin which, if you die with that, then there is no forgiveness. We ask Allah to save us from that and to enable us to make tawbah. So the point is that whether it's a small thing or a big thing, it has an effect in the dunya and it has an effect in the akhirah. Some you see, some you don't. So also the issue of speaking the truth and telling lies. Speaking the truth has an effect in the dunya. First effect in the dunya that speaking the truth has is that it gives you peace of mind. It gives you peace of mind. You know, the best and most important effect of speaking the truth is it gives you peace of mind. Number two, we don't need a great memory because there's nothing to... The truth is the truth. If you tell a lie, then you need a good memory because then you have to defend the lie, you need to tell another lie, and then to defend that one, you need a third one, and then you need to remember what you said first and how that linked to the second one and so on. And somewhere you get caught because nobody has that good a memory. Whereas if you speak the truth, there is no need. So the first effect is gives you peace of mind. Secondly, it gives you dignity. It brings noor to your face because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that to happen. People who speak the truth, there is noor in their faces. People who tell lies, there is zalalat in their faces. You can look at him and he says he's a liar. And we have the effect of this from the seerah. We have the, you know, the proof of this from the seerah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was somebody who never spoke a lie. And this was something that was the title of Sadiq was given to him by the people before Islam. And one of the things that Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu anhu, the Jewish rabbi who became Muslim, when they asked him, they said, how did you know that this is the Nabi? He said, this is not the face of a liar. He said, I looked at his face and I knew that this is not the face of somebody who can tell a lie. Imagine, just by looking at the man. Now, people were like that. People were, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was also like that. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi was like that. There were some people who Allah gave special gift to who could look at somebody's face and tell you a lot of things about those people. And Abdullah bin Salam was like that, a big, great scholar of Judaism. And he accepted Islam. And that's what his statement. His statement was that I looked at him and I knew that this is not the face of a liar. So the thing to remember is that these are the manifest effects of the speaking the truth in this life itself. And there may be others, and you can think about them. The other effect of it is that on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be humiliated because you spoke the truth, whatever the case might be. Now, in this dunya, sometimes you might feel that if I speak the truth, I will lose. Maybe I can't sell that many products because if your product sales is based on lies, then obviously if you tell the truth of the product. But imagine if you say, no, I'm going to speak the truth. Then, can you sell a bad product? No, you can't sell a bad product. So what will happen now? You will say, improve the product. So see the effect of speaking the truth. If you speak the truth, obviously you can't tell somebody, here is a lousy piece of machinery, buy it. Because you're going to go home and break down, you know. It makes no sense. So what must you do now? Improve the machine, improve the stuff that you are selling. So by speaking the truth, you are bringing about goodness in the whole of society. Actual things are being improved. By lying, maybe you can deceive somebody, you steal some, you sell something. But if you speak the truth, you know you can't sell a bad product, so the product improves as a result of you speaking the truth. There's a case I recall in the US where there was this man. He was a Palestinian refugee who came to live in the US, and the job he had was in a grocery store. So he had his own grocery store, small store. So there was this elderly lady who used to come, and the man would help her. She would buy groceries. And every once in a while, she would pick up something and the man would say, ma'am, don't take that. You know, she says she picked up a cabbage or something. He said, no, don't take that. It's not fresh. You come tomorrow, I'll give you a fresh one. So this happened a few times. Then one day the lady said to him, why are you doing this? You know, you are making a loss for yourself. Because I am picking it up. You are not telling me to buy it. And if I don't take it, what will happen? You will have to throw it away. Instead of that, I am taking it. You know, whether it's fresh or not is not your responsibility. It's my responsibility. He said, no. He said, that's not true. He said, I am selling this and it is my responsibility that I must give you a good product. And I know this one is stale. It's not fresh. I don't want you to take it. Now that began this whole conversation of what is the truth and why must you speak the truth. And the man said, well, I have to do this because I'm a Muslim. So who is a Muslim? What is a Muslim? And eventually the lady became Muslim. Why? Because the man sold her vegetables truthfully. Can you imagine? We are not talking about some great mufti who is giving this great bayan and somebody. No, he is just selling vegetables, but he is doing it truthfully. He is not overcharging. He is not selling bad things. And I can tell you many examples like this. I don't think it is necessary to give you many examples. I'm sure you have examples like this in your own life where people speak the truth. They do the right thing. Happened to me just the other day. One of these boys who comes to give, you know, the home deliver medicines. So he came in the night. He brought the medicines. He delivered. He went back. He went away. I gave him the money. And then the bell rang again. I said, now what happened? So I went outside. He told me, you gave me 1,000 rupees more. So I checked and I had actually given him 1,000 rupees more. Now, he doesn't have to return the money. I mean, I didn't even know I gave him 1,000 rupees more. But Muslim boy, alhamdulillah, he came and returned. He said, this is your 1,000 rupees. You gave me 1,000 rupees more. So, being truthful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the point is that if we are truthful, and truthful is all, not only speaking, truthful is also doing the right thing. The other day, somebody told me a wonderful story about Jamil bhai. That this friend of ours, Jamil Khazan, he bought a car. He went to somebody to buy, asked him for the car. So the man, whatever the deal was, so he quoted a price for the car. So when Jamil bhai was told the price of the car, he said, no, this cannot be right. This price is wrong. So they thought he is, you know, going to bargain or something. He said, no, no, how can it be so cheap? He said, how can the car be so cheap? It's, the man is wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So they said, what to do? He said, no, pay him more. He insisted on paying the man more money. He said, this is not correct. How can you sell the car for this price? Now, can you imagine? I'm not talking about Sahaba. I'm talking about people. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and forgive him. I'm talking about live people who we knew or know. So it is not, speaking the truth is not some great thing that only Anbiya have to do. It is for all of us. And as I mentioned, the effect in the dunya itself is a long effect. It's not only one action. That action leads to many good actions. And then, of course, the effect in the akhirah also of being known as somebody who is truthful. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man speaks the truth and continues to speak the truth until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares and it is written to him, for him, that this man is a sadiq, that this man is a truthful man. And vice versa, a man speaks, tells lies, starts with small things, tells lies, continues, until it is written for him that this man is a liar, that this person is a liar. So it is very important for us to remember this. I remind myself and you, let us always speak the truth, no matter what, and know that the negative effect of telling a lie is far worse than whatever negative effect you might see by speaking the truth in a case where you made a mistake, as the case might be. We ask Allah to forgive us our sins and to grant us ease in our actions, that we are able to please Him. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.